Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a living, breathing, false flag operation.
I've spent my life in this party. I've devoted my life to the values of this party. This 102 people signed this. This is an attempt to censor a censorship hearing.
We have a compromised president. China gives him millions of dollars. If he's given Biden millions of dollars, he's compromised.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show this Monday. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Look, this is now a full-blown allegation of a massive, widely spread Biden family syndicate bribery scandal, and it's like you have to keep, you know, unpeeling another layer and another layer and another layer of the onion. Somebody suggested that, well, eventually the Washington Post, I think it was Newt Gingrich, and the New York Times are going to actually have to report on all of this. We have a lot of terrific reporting the last couple of weeks by both John Solomon and Miranda Devine. They both join us now. John Solomon, investigative reporter, editor-in-chief, justthenews.com. Miranda Devine, author of The Laptop from Hell. She has an amazing column out today. And in this column, she goes into great specificity and detail that, you know, about Devin Archer's testimony that we expect later this week, set to testify that Joe Biden participated in two dozen conference calls with Hunter's foreign business partners, some of these while he was the vice president. Yeah, that would be everything Joe promised every voter that he didn't do in 2020. I never once spoke to my son about his foreign business dealings, or my brother, or anybody for that matter. Anyway, welcome back, John Solomon, Miranda Devine. Great to have you both.
Yeah, good to be here,
John.
I'll let you, Miranda, in your own words, go over this very, very powerful piece you have today, that Hunter Biden would do the dialing and his father would be on the speakerphone in these meetings with his overseas business partners. The level of involvement keeps getting deeper and deeper, and coming from Devin Archer, I got to imagine this is going to be a devastating week for the Biden family syndicate.
Yeah, well, Devin Archer, of course, has been convicted over his role in a $60 million bond fraud, and he's facing jail any day now. And so he really doesn't have anything to lose. And he's been asked by the Oversight Committee to testify. He's agreed to do so. And I guess he just wants to get it off his chest. And one of the things that he's believed to tell the Oversight Committee is about these speakerphone calls, where it was sort of Hunter Biden's party trick when he was trying to close a deal or impress prospective, you know, benefactors or just do a deal. And he would get his father on speakerphone, and he did this a number of times in witnessed by Devin Archer, who was, Hunter called him his best friend in business, but he basically was thrown under the bus by the Bidens and abandoned over this Burnham deal. And so the speakerphone, I mean, he's going to talk about a couple of these instances, but one of them, or at least up to two dozen that he witnessed. But one of these speakerphone calls was at an important juncture of the Burisma-Ukraine problems, and the Burisma executives were leaning on Hunter Biden and Devin Archer to try and help the owner of Burisma, this Ukrainian energy company, to get out of some problems that he had with the prosecutor general in Ukraine. And so this meeting was after a board meeting of Burisma in Dubai on December 4th, 2015. And then there was a dinner after the board meeting. And then after the dinner, Hunter and Devin Archer went to another hotel, a Four Seasons hotel in Dubai, for a drink with a friend of Hunter's. And they got a phone call while they were there late at night from the owner of Burisma, this guy Nikolai Zlachevsky, the oligarch who didn't speak English, but his factotum, a guy called Vadim Pozarsky, was on the phone, and he said, "Where are you? We need to talk to you urgently." And so the two Ukrainians then went to the Four Seasons, met up with Hunter and Devin Archer, who were sitting in the bar outside, and said, "We need to speak to your dad." And so Hunter got his father, as he'd done before with the Burisma people, on the speakerphone. This is the testimony that Devin Archer is expected to give to the Oversight Committee later this week or early next week. And when Hunter called his father and put him on the speakerphone, he introduced the two Ukrainians to then Vice President Joe Biden by name. And then he said words to the effect, we will know more when Devin Archer testifies, but it was something along the lines that the Burisma bigwigs need our support.
You know, John, we've known about this for a long time. We have Joe Biden on tape saying that he never once spoke to his son about his foreign business dealings. I played that going back to the Trump impeachment on Ukraine issue. We have Hunter Biden admitting he has no experience in energy, oil, gas, or Ukraine. And why are you being paid all this money? But it's really, as Miranda's pointing out, this is only the tip of the iceberg. James Comer was on with Ted Cruz on his podcast and literally said, "I'm not shocked about anything." He said, "I think Joe Biden's been selling access to our enemies for decades," quote unquote. That's a powerful statement of the chairman of this committee. They're expecting, you know, that the Biden family took in as much as $30+ million, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, China, Russia, Romania, Mexico, and a dozen other countries. And so Devin Archer is going to go into the House Oversight Committee this week and give blockbuster testimony. I've got to imagine that Newt's right when he suggests even the Washington Post and the New York Times are going to be following this at this point. A little late, but welcome aboard.
Yes. Well, first off, outstanding reporting again for Miranda. She has done such extraordinary work. And there's so
You both have, to be very frank, and I really applaud both of you.
This one really advances the ball, because the period of October to December of 2015 is going to become the single most important time frame in this investigation. Miranda captures that email where you see the panic with Burisma, and then she captures with this brand new detail. Joe Biden put on the phone with them. What you're going to see during that time frame is that U.S. policy suddenly evolved. It was going in one direction regarding the $1 billion guarantee and what to do with Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor, and then it pivots very quickly in a short period of time. And I want to point out one other thing. This board meeting is around the time in December that Blue Star Strategies, a firm that was working with Hunter Biden in the United States to try to make the Burisma corruption allegations go away, they're actually in the Biden vice president's office in that time frame, meeting around the same time. We're going to build out a timeline. You're going to see a whole bunch of new evidence later this week that not only describes why that period of time is so important, but also begins to raise questions about the very neat story that Democrats gave during the 2019 impeachment of Donald Trump. The facts do not match that story based on the new evidence we're going to make public later this week.
Let's go through, because you too have a pretty good idea where you think Devin Archer's testimony is going this week. Where do you think it's going?
Well, listen, I think there are two components, right? He'll be fact witness to certain things. He'll be able to confirm most likely that there was a Cafe Milano meeting where a whole bunch of Hunter Biden's business partners got to meet with Joe Biden, including a Ukrainian oligarch named Elena Batarina, as well as Vadim Pozharsky, that same executive.
Well, Batarina, by the way, is the former first lady of Moscow, Russian oligarch. We had a $3 million deal and then allegations of maybe an investment of up to $100 million. Have we ever confirmed that as in a real estate venture?
Yes, $200 million is mentioned. A document that the FBI introduced at Devin Archer's trial back in 2018. It's from Burnham Capital. It says Devin Archer briefed Burnham that he had taken upwards of $200 million from Yelena Batarina during that time frame. Now, people I've talked to say it might be a little less than that, but that was the claim in that document, which the FBI had. It actually introduced as a trial exhibit. So you're going to have Joe Biden coming in contact with a controversial Russian oligarch, in contact with Vadim Pozharsky, the guy who is highly mentioned in the FT 1023 as part of the bribery scheme. I think Devin Archer will be able to provide those things. There are going to be other places where his memory is hazy or not strong. And that's why his documents sitting at a document storage company, all the things the FBI gathered from him back in 2016, frozen in time, that will become the second sort of narrative that Devin Archer can give Congress. If Congress can get those documents via subpoena, and James Comer said he's subpoenaing them this week, that will be the second gift or roadmap that Devin Archer can give for this investigation.
All right, quick break. More with John Solomon, Miranda Devine, more on the Biden family syndicate and the walls now caving in dramatically on the Biden family, especially President Joe Biden. This is not a Hunter Biden scandal, a Jim or Jill Biden standard at all or scandal at all. It is a Joe Biden scandal. More with John Solomon, Miranda Devine, and your calls 800-941-SHAWN on the other side.
When fake news gives you lies, Hannity supplies the truth. Sean Hannity is on right now.
If you missed any of Sean's show today, catch up tonight on demand at 710WOR.com/podcast.
All right, we continue with John Solomon, investigative reporter, editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com, Miranda Devine, investigative reporter, author of the bestseller, The Laptop from Hell, also New York Post columnist and investigative reporter. There are really two parallel stories that we're following here, Miranda, and the first is the Biden family syndicate and their money-making activities, and especially with foreign countries. You can add to that Joe lying about it, but the second investigation is law enforcement, and we had IRS whistleblower testimony. Now we have the 1023 form, thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley and all the revelations and comments and specific quotes of a credible FBI informant. We know the FBI found this informant credible because they paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars. But this now is into why the various federal law enforcement agencies, and very specifically the FBI and the DOJ, have been protecting the Bidens from any and all scrutiny, especially as they aggressively have been looking to destroy former President Donald Trump. And we're even hearing rumors of a possible, fourth indictment today, this one on the January 6th issue, that it could happen Tuesday or Thursday. Are you hearing that too?
Yeah, look, I think you put your finger right on it, Sean, that this is a huge story about corruption, But I think an even bigger story is the cover-up. We've seen from, numerous, maybe five or six serious allegations coming from different sources about Ukraine, about China, about payments to the Biden family and that Joe Biden was involved. They came flooding in to the DOJ, and they seem to have been buried. And the perfect example is that FBI document you mentioned from the confidential human source. It's called an FD-1023, and that was the one that Chuck Grassley released last week. And that is really a bombshell, and that again is involved with these Ukrainians, this guy Nikolai Zlochevsky. I think we'll find that the Ukrainian bit of this story is probably where Joe Biden is the most vulnerable, because it is the most easily provable quid pro quo. That is the firing of Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor who was at that time investigating Burisma and its owner, and had plans to actually start investigating Hunter Biden and Devin Archer. So it was urgent to get rid of Viktor Shokin, and it worked, because Viktor Shokin's successor as prosecutor general just dropped the whole case, and it ended up being a sweetheart deal for Burisma and Zlochevsky, similar to the sweetheart deal that Hunter Biden got from Delaware. And we see from the IRS whistleblowers how that investigation that went on for 5 years in Delaware under the U.S. Attorney David Weiss was again obstructed, and the Bidens again protected. The protection of the Bidens, not just from the FBI and the DOJ, but also from the CIA, if you remember that Dirty 51 letter that came out just after our story, our breaking story in October of 2020, when we broke the story of the laptop, October 14. A few days after that, we had the letter from the 51 former intelligence officials lying about the laptop and about our story and saying it was Russian disinformation. That was five former directors of the CIA. And we have found out just recently from Mike Morrell, who was one of those former acting directors, he has told Congress in under oath that he was contacted by Antony Blinken, now the Secretary of State, then a high-level campaign aide of Joe Biden's. Mike Morrell said he was contacted by Antony Blinken, who planted the suggestion for writing that letter to help Joe Biden in the upcoming final debate against Donald Trump. And it worked for Joe Biden. He just waved that letter around and he said, what you're saying, Donald Trump, is just a Russian plant. My son did nothing wrong.
Just like we know that they pre-bunked the whole laptop story, and they had already verified the authenticity of the laptop from hell, which you wrote an entire book on. And I want to get into, on the other side of this break, we just have so much more to get to. I want to get into some of the very specific conversations revealed in that FD-1023 form. So we'll continue with Miranda Devine and John Solomon on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We have, I'm going to call this tonight, bribery scandal allegations for dummies, because this is a tutorial, an education for the media mob, because all they seem to be able to focus on are all things Donald Trump every second, every minute, every hour of every 24-hour day, every week, every month, every year.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN. We'll continue with investigative reporters John Solomon, Miranda Devine in a second. Listen, if you want to support U.S.-funded resources, the Phoenix Capital Group is inviting you to invest in the heart of America with their domestic energy corporate bonds, and you can learn how to diversify your investments, earn 9 to 12% APY. Download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investment packet today. Just go to PHX on Hannity.com. We've held over John Solomon, editor-in-chief, justthenews.com, investigative reporter, and Miranda Devine, author of the best-selling book, Laptop from Hell, investigative reporter, columnist for the New York Post. John, we've been talking about Devin Archer and the appearance. Is it Wednesday or Thursday? I keep hearing different days. Is the latest now Thursday?
I think it's still in flux, but Thursday is the target, but not yet solidified as of noon today when I last.
Did we get any update? Because Comer, who's in charge of the House Oversight Committee, has been trying to get some of the background materials that were used in the trial of Devin Archer. Has that been made readily available? I know they never wanted to hand over the suspicious activity information or the 1023 form. I know that, you know, Christopher Wray was ducking, dodging, weaving, and obfuscating the entire time as, you know, in terms of looking into these things. So my question to you is, are they going to have that pertinent information for this?
They will. They will. It will be something that will come later. The subpoenas are being prepared this week to be sent to the document holding company to compel them to turn them over to Congress, whether or not they turn it over to Devin Archer, who he's been trying to do. Those are his lawful documents. He's paid the bills for them, but he hasn't been able to get them. They will get them, but that will sort of be like Devin Archer's second testimony. He'll give his first narrative based on what he recalls. Then these documents will come in, and they're frozen in time, and they will give Congress a second set of leads to begin to look at.
All right, so now we're expecting, you know, what, case number, you know, whatever number, 3, 4, 5 against Donald Trump. Are you hearing that it might be Tuesday or Thursday of this week that they announce charges? In this case, would be Washington, D.C., related to January 6th?
There are lots of discussions that may happen. The grand jury's meeting tomorrow, as far as I can tell from the work I've done. Not clear whether they'll ask to be handed up an indictment. Some witnesses who I think are important to that case are still scheduled to testify in early August. That doesn't mean that they're necessary for the indictment, but there's some activity that looks like it's spilling into August. So I'll have to wait and see whether Jack Smith tries to pull the trigger on an indictment before he's wrapped up all of his witnesses.
Or if he go forward with one indictment and then add charges down the road, that's a possibility also, right?
Definitely a possibility. Absolutely.
Let me get back to the FD 1023 form. We spent a lot of time on it last week, or confidential human source. And as documented in this has to do with Burisma, the Ukrainian oil and gas giant, this massive amount of money to pay Hunter, who sat on the board. This goes to the heart of Joe Biden bragging that he demanded leverage the billion taxpayer dollars to get a prosecutor fired in 6 hours. Son of a B, they did it. And that meant Hunter continued to get paid. But this head of Burisma saying, that the reason they hired Hunter was to protect them through their dad from all kinds of problem. Don't worry, Hunter will take care of any of these issues through his dad. And at the time, Hunter's dad was the vice president in charge of U.S. policy for Ukraine, just to give everybody the timeline here. And it ended up working out the way they wanted. And according to the claims documented in the 1023 form, now, again, confidential source, this is a source that the FBI had paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to. So I imagine they view this confidential human source is pretty credible. But directly quoting the head of Burisma saying it cost $5 million to pay one Biden, $5 billion to pay another Biden, stating that he didn't want to pay the Bidens, but he was pushed into paying the Bidens. Refers to Hunter as stupid over and over again, saying that his dog is even smarter than Hunter Biden, but it was to get to Joe at the end. Then you can add to that the WhatsApp message. I'm sitting here with my father and would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. It seems to me that there has to be forthcoming at some point here, John Solomon, an investigation into, call it whatever you want, bribery, influence peddling, quid pro quo. You use the term you want, but doesn't that investigation, shouldn't the FBI be up to their eyeballs in this by now, considering they've had all this information? And why hadn't they used it?
Yeah, listen, that's a question that just came up in my interview just a short while ago with Whistleblower X. We now know his name, the IRS whistleblower who is part of the case. And he said, listen, I was never shown this. I'm working on the very specific issue that Hunter Biden didn't pay taxes on a certain amount of money from Burisma. They don't give it to me, and it's clearly relevant. If the frontline agents weren't getting this information in 2017, 2020, 2021, you have to ask yourself, what was the FBI doing it? Now, the FBI says right now this is part of an ongoing investigation. They're not more specific than that. But it's pretty clear not a whole lot was done with this information over the period of time from 2017 when it first came in, and 2020 when it became very detailed in specific allegations. The FBI doesn't seem to be doing that sort of investigation. It certainly hasn't been doing it, as far as I can tell. I think the big question will be, can Congress run these things to ground? Can they find the tapes? Can they find the actual act that Joe Biden took that was beneficial to Burisma? Right now, we think that act might have been removing Viktor Shokin. There's a very clear story from the government and Joe Biden. That action was taken because everybody in the United States government agreed that that should be taken. I think by the end of this week, that story is going to be in great question when people see the new documents we got from the State Department.
What would you expect that those documents reveal, or what are they likely to reveal?
They're likely to reveal that the State Department and the rest of the U.S. government had a different recommendation going into the fall of 2015 and then reverse course. We'll be able to make those documents public. I have them. We're working on them. We'll get them out middle of this week. And people can see there's a lot of different things that have been laid down in stone as the official story of Joe Biden. We've seen how much of Joe Biden's story has gone into reversal. I think another part of it, specifically, what was the recommendation on the billion-dollar loan guarantees? That's going to go into reversal pretty soon as well.
You know, Miranda, all we hear about is Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. The media has pretty much ignored all of this. You even take it a step further today and give very specific examples of Hunter Biden putting his father, Joe, on speakerphone to talk to his foreign business partners. And a lot of these countries that we're talking about are very hostile towards our country, aren't they?
Yes. And look, you know that the Democrats are losing when their only response is Trump, Trump, Trump. And we saw that in the latest hearing with the FBI whistleblowers. They just spoke the truth, and they had ample evidence to show that, Hunter Biden had committed allegedly these tax felonies, and that David Weiss and the DOJ covered for him so that he got this sweetheart deal. So all the Democrats had in that hearing against the truth tellers was Trump, Trump, Trump. They just kept on bringing up Donald Trump. It's all they have. It's all the New York Times and the Washington Post have. If you look, they didn't publish a thing about Chuck Grassley's FD 1023. I bet you they don't publish a thing about my story today about Devin Archer's testimony, because all they do, all their stories on their front page are about Trump. They try to distract their readers and their viewers with Trump derangement. And I guess it works for them. But if you look at this FD 1023 that Chuck Grassley released last week, this FBI document from a trusted, long-term, paid FBI source who specifically quote that Burisma boss, that owner, Zlochevsky, who is the guy that Joe Biden spoke to, according to Devin Archer, on the speakerphone, specifically quotes Zlochevsky saying that these bribes, these multi-million-dollar bribes, were paid to Joe Biden to get the prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired. And there are two recordings that Zlochevsky says he has of Joe Biden that he's using as insurance. And that's exactly what John just talked about, which is that the official story is that Joe Biden had to get Viktor Shokin fired because Viktor Shokin was corrupt and was not investigating Burisma. That's just not true. That's not true. We know that Viktor Shokin, in February of 2016, just a couple of months after that speaker phone call, sent out warrants to seize all of Zlochevsky's property in Kiev, two houses, two blocks of land, a Rolls Royce. That investigation was underfoot. It was heating up, and that's why the Burisma people were getting frantic. And what John is going to be producing with these documents later this week is really crucial, because it puts the lie to the official narrative that's been run even just last week by the Washington Post fact checker Glenn Kessler, that Joe Biden was just carrying out official U.S. policy that the EU agreed with and the World Bank agreed with. In fact, it wasn't U.S. policy, as John will show.
Quick break, more with Miranda Devine and John Solomon on the other side. All right, we We continue with JustTheNews.com editor-in-chief and also investigative reporter John Solomon, Miranda Devine, New York Post columnist, author of the bestseller The Laptop from Hell, and investigative reporter in her own right. Miranda, one little follow-up to this whole thing here. Now that the country is going to know. Now, there's one advantage that Joe Biden has over Donald Trump is you can't arrest a sitting president. However, if all of this now is shown to the country and the country sees that the Biden family, you know, literally took in tens of millions of dollars from hostile regimes towards our country, and Joe Biden just flat out lied to all of us about it, and he was actively involved in these business dealings, you know, what is the fallout from that? Can you even anticipate that?
Well, I mean, they're not going to arrest Joe Biden. I just think that they're keeping their fingers in the dike as long as they can, until it just becomes overwhelming, and then at some point they're going to have to cut Joe Biden loose. But for now, I think they're just confident because they have half the media, the so-called prestige media, is covering for Joe Biden. The intelligence community, the FBI, they're all, it's not just protecting Joe Biden at this stage. For them, it's protecting themselves. It's trying to cover up the cover-up. So it's going to get very ugly. And, you know, I know there's a lot of criticism of the Republicans in the House and James Comer in the Oversight Committee. They're not doing things fast enough or well enough for certain people around.
But they've been stonewalled every step of the way, in fairness to them.
And that's what I'm saying. They've been stonewalled, and they have enormous forces arrayed against them. So I think the fact that they're able to get any information out at all is pretty amazing. Remember, they've got the most expensive lawyers that money can pay for, who are ostensibly working for Hunter Biden, but really Joe. They have the White House. They have half the media, the prestige media, in their pockets. And they have the FBI and Chris Wray just bucking every step of the way any attempts by oversight to extract documents. And this unclassified FD 1023, Christopher Wray initially told James Comer and Chuck Grassley it didn't exist. And Chuck Grassley knew it existed because
They had a copy. Comer had a copy. He told me so.
Exactly. And the FBI whistleblowers and other whistleblowers, they're so courageous. The IRS whistleblowers you saw the other day, there are a lot of patriotic and courageous Americans who have come forward. You don't even know who a lot of them are. And this is where I think no matter all the power that Joe Biden has on his side, you have a few brave Americans and many, many more coming out of the woodwork now. And the more whistleblowers there are, the more that others behind the scenes are emboldened and their consciences are pricked. Yeah. Because what went on with this corruption is outrageous.
Well, it can't happen again. I'm just looking at the clock. We have a little over a minute left. Let me give the last word here to John Solomon. I could talk to you guys about this. Both of you so knowledgeable about it, and I want the American people to know because they're not going to hear it anywhere else in the media. John, we'll give you the last word. How is this all going to play out and end?
Listen, I think we got to find out what other evidence is still out there. What's in Devin Archer's documents? Do the tapes exist? Can the informant come forward? Will the Burisma executives come forward and confirm what they previously told the informant? There are so many pieces of the puzzle still to be snapped in before we know where this ends. But what we do know now is that Joe Biden lied to get the presidency. The story he told us, not getting money for his family from China, not meeting his son's business partners, not being involved in it, that the laptop was fake. All of that has been debunked. It means Joe Biden lied in his job interview with the American people in 2020. That will be on the ballot when the 2024 election comes around.
All right, John Solomon, Miranda Devine, you're very generous with your time today. We really appreciate it. Thank you both for your hard work, your investigative reporting, and the walls are closing in on the Biden family syndicate in large part because of the Pulitzer Prize level of reporting of both of you. Phenomenal work. Thank you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Oh. I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.